We start this bulletin from Turkey, where an explosion has hit the country's most populous city, Istanbul. It happened in one of its most popular tourist spots, Istiklal Street. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says six people are dead and 53 injured. Let's give you an idea of where the blast happened. Istiklal Street is a thoroughfare that's lined with shops and restaurants and popular with tourists and locals. The street is also famous for its heritage tram system. Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan had this update just a short time ago.
Kesin olarak bu terördür.
It would be wrong to say this is undoubtedly a terrorist attack, but the initial developments and initial intelligence from my governor is that it smells like terrorism. Initial findings show among people fleeing, a woman has played a role in this.
Sinem Kosioglu joins us from Istanbul, near where the explosion occurred. Sinem, can you just give us an update on what's happening there now and what more you've been able to find out about potential suspects that you were talking to us about earlier?
Well, we are nearly 300-320 meters far from the explosion site, which is right behind us. We are standing as press. We are standing in a line by Taksim Square. No one is allowed inside the pedestrian Istiklal Street, as the crime scene investigation teams are still working in the area, trying to collect more evidence about the incident. And we just heard from the officials a couple of minutes ago that Turkish Justice Minister Bekir Bozdağ is at the explosion site right now, listening from the crime scene teams about what happened, how it happened, and the other details. According to the Justice Ministry, a wide-scale investigation has been launched, and eight prosecutors have been appointed to conduct this wide-scale investigation. As Turkish President pointed out, and as security officials have telling us so far, it looks like a terrorist attack mainly perpetrated by the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, the PKK, the art group that the Turkish army, Turkish government has been giving a fight against for the last 30 years. And during these fights, nearly 40,000 Turkish citizens have lost their lives in this fight so far. So let me explain about the suspects. As Turkish president pointed out, they have identified a female suspect, and there are two male suspects that the police is chasing after. So far, they haven't been able to be caught, but the police has the full identity of those suspects, with their names, with their address, and their ages, and their occupation. According to a picture that I was shown by some security pictures, the female suspect who dropped a bag of explosive in the site was wearing a headscarf, a black headscarf, like an ISIL. ISIL woman, and a camouflage trousers at the bottom. So that was a bit confusing picture, as the security officers suspect that she was trying to hide her identity and blend in the society, as there are so many tourists around, and mainly Arab tourists around this Istiklal Street. And one thing that I have learned from the security sources is that this female suspect involved in this explosion is a daughter of a Kurdish man who was lost during 1990s, when the Turkish deep state was involved, what was actually perpetrating some organizations against the Kurds, politicized Kurds in Turkey's southeastern region, that we call cold case units, where you don't know whether these people have died or whether these people have been killed by some counter-terror officers nested within the Turkish state. So this is what I have learned about the female suspect, as she has lost her father during these counterterrorism operations in the 1990s. And the area where I'm standing is fully sealed right now. No one is allowed inside. And the police is checking out CCTV pictures and other details in the area. But it's a busy day as it's Sunday. And still there are so many people around, local and foreign tourists around, trying to enjoy the area. But everybody is curious about what's happening here. And we are waiting for some extra information to hear from the prosecutors and from the security officials about the incident that killed six citizens in today's incident.
Okay, Sinem Kosioglu, thank you so much for that update.